and Radhika is on Maan, Shalaki mode. She turned his face from Krishna and stopped speaking. And Krishna, taking his float and his peacock feather, kept on the lotus feet of Radhika and praying, Muncha Mai Maan. Maan, money. Maan is, oh please, they gave me jewel of Shalaki mode. And like this he was begging, weeping, beautiful song. Mahaprabhu used to test all these songs from the mouth of Sarup Damodar. If he can, Muni Maharaj can sing like this, then how Sarup Damodar, more than Gandharva, in Sanskrit, in Bengali, in Hindi, in all languages, he used to sing and to pacify Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in this circuit. I wanted to give it some time that Krishna is love and love is Krishna. How he melted in the form of Jagannath Baldev Subhadra out of high class of love. He was perhaps in Dwarka, and how he became melted. 5 minutes? Yeah, yeah. And how Narad begged something to be in Puri. 5 minutes. You can come here. You can come near Uma. I'll tell Uma to go there.
Uma can also do 5 minutes.
Go? What? Oh, yes.
Each year at the time of Rath Yatra, in whatever country Srila Gurudev happens to be, he discusses the three histories of how Lord Jagannath appeared in that beautiful form. One, which he calls the third history, is that just as the gopis are weeping for Krishna in Vrindavan, so Krishna weeps for them in Dwarka. And sometimes he becomes faint, and sometimes he remains unconscious for days. At that time, Baladev, Uddhav, Naraji, and other associates discuss how to bring him back to consciousness. So they have an idea that Narada, as soon as Krishna comes to consciousness by Narada's singing, Narada Muni Vajaye Vina Radhika Ramana Namene, then they will arrange for Krishna to go to Vrindavan. First they had the idea that Uddhav would go first, and he would tell all the Vrijvasis that Krishna is on his way. Uddhav said, nobody will believe me, because I came before and I promised them. If I come back, because Krishna never came when I said he would, they would say, oh yes, that liar has come. They would reject me. Then everyone suggested that Baladev would go ahead, and he would proclaim Krishna's soon arrival. And Baladev said the same thing. I promised him that I came back to Dwarka, and I begged Krishna in so many ways. He told me he would come, but he never came. I don't know how his heart became so hard in Mathura and Dwarka, though it was so soft in Vrindavan. Then, overhearing the conversation, Subhadraji said, I'll go and I'll tell them. I have a loving relationship with Mother Yasoda. I'll sit on her lap and caress her, and I'll tell her and all the gopis. I'll go door to door and tell them, Krishna is coming very soon. He's on his way. He was with me and Baladev, but on the way, some very important, rich, aristocratic gentlemen were offering him puja and articles. So he's just delayed, just a bit. bit, but he's very soon coming. Everyone decorate the village of Vrindavan and become happy. They'll all become so happy. So at that time, Baladev said, well, if Subhadra is going and my brother Krishna is going, then surely I'm going. I want to see my mother and father also in Vrindavan. So then Narada Muni sang, and Krishna came to consciousness. And he was immediately looking, where is Vrindavan? How can I get to Vrindavan? Fortunately, his associates had already arranged the chariot. Daruka was going to drive him very speedily to Vrindavan. So now there's three chariots, Subhadra, Baladev, and Jagannath, Draupadish Krishna, on their way to Vrindavan. On the way to the chariot, Krishna is falling side to side because he's in so much feeling of ecstatic separation of the gopis. So he's swaying this way and that way, just as you see Jagannath going to the cart, and you see the very big, strong dayatas holding him around the waist with the ropes and not allowing him to fall all the way. This is because when Krishna was on his way to Vrindavan, he was fainting. His associates had to keep him up. Now he's on the chariot, and finally he reaches Vrindavan. As soon as he reaches, one messenger tells him that Srimati Radhika is just about to leave her body, and if you don't arrive in the next second, she'll surely leave. In that place where Srimati Radhika is unconscious, Lalita and Vishaka are holding cotton swabs in front of her nose to see if there's any breathing, but there's hardly any breathing. And so Chandravali even goes there out of pity to show sympathy. And all the gopis are now thinking, finally it's come to pass that Srimati Radhika will not remain alive. They've given up all hope, and everyone is lamenting. Just then, Lord Krishna comes, and he sees Radhika in that condition. And he weeps so bitterly that his heart begins melting to such an extent that his body melts, his arms melt, his legs melt, and he just has those two big eyes and the short arms. And then he begins rolling in that form of Jagannath right before Radhika and the gopis in Vrindavan. Baladev and Subhadra also arrive, and seeing him, they also assume that form and also take that very melted mood. Then Lalita and Vishaka whisper in the ear of Radhika that Krishna is here. Now you can wake up, your beloved is here. So Radharani immediately becomes alert and sees Krishna in that weeping and rolling condition. So she tells them that you tell this special mantra in the ear of Krishna as he's rolling. What is that special mantra? Radhe, 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 Jai, 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 Shri Radhe. So they whisper into his ear, and he comes back to his consciousness and assumes his normal form of Krishna. And then Srila Gurudev explains that the loving glance, the unlimitedly increased love, increasing moment by moment in the glance between Radha and Krishna, cannot be described at all. It can only be realized in the heart of such rasic devotees as Srila Gurudev.
Thank you. नाम श्रेष्ठम मनुमति सचिव पुत्र मत्र स्वरूप रूपम तस्य ब्रजगुरु परमा कुरुम गोष्ठवाचि राधा कुंडम गिरिवर महो राधिका माधवासाम प्राप्तो जस्य प्रतिकृतया श्री गुरु तम वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्यनाम्ने गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकायै तदालयै Krishna, Hare Krishna, Bhaktaya Krishna, Bhaktaya. Yam praprajantamantetamapetakrityam dvaipajano virahaka tarya juhava putreti tanmataya sarvo vinedo tam sarva bhutaya munimānaka tavai vāsmi najivāmi tvayāvina iti vidyāya rādhe मैं सर्वप्रथम अपने परमाराध्यतम गुरु पाद पद्म श्रील भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के श्री चरण कोटि कोटि बार श्रद्धा दंडवत करने की ज्ञापन करता हूँ। तत्पश्चात अपने शिक्षा गुरु नित्यलीला प्रवेशम विष्णु पाद श्रीमद भक्ति दैत माधव गोस्वामी महाराज जी के भी चरणों में कोटि कोटि दंड करने के लिए अब हम लोग गोदावरी तट पर महाप्रभु श्रीमन महाप्रभु और राय रामानंद के निकट में आया। हमने कहा था भक्त